Welcome to this Mother's Day edition of Sharing the Victory. Today, host Ron Brown visits with three special moms: Catherine Richt, wife of Georgia head football coach Mark Richt; Ann Bowden, wife of Florida State head football coach Bobby Bowden; and Chris Steckel, wife of FCA president Les Steckel. Ron Brown, assistant football coach at Nebraska, is standing by, ready to get today's program underway.
Happy Mother's Day, all of you out there, moms. You're special. God made you for an incredible purpose. I miss my mom. She lives in heaven, but I'm going to tell you, it's been years that I've been with her. But I'll tell you what, we have a very special mom in the house. She is Catherine Richt. And if you remember the last name, if you're familiar with that last name, she is the wife of the head football coach of the University of Georgia, Mark Richt. Catherine, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Thank you, Ron. It's good to be here.
Well, Catherine, you're a mom.
Yes, I am.
and we're celebrating Mother's Day. And, you know, in some ways, you're a very unusual mom. Not only are you the mom of a group that are part of a big-time football program, but you've also had the opportunity and the privilege to adopt from across the seas. You have two children naturally, but you went across the seas and you adopted a little boy and a little girl from the Ukraine. Is that correct?
Yes, we did about 10 years ago, actually this summer. We went across to Ukraine and got Zach and Anya.
Now that has to be special. How old were they when you brought them here?
Anya was 2.5 and 18 pounds, and Zach was 3.5 and about 20 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was adopted, Catherine, and I have recognized the incredible sovereignty of God in that whole process. And what led you all to the Ukraine, with the whole concept of adoption, and taking the risk that you did to do it?
You know, the Lord always is working around us, and it's just fun. Sometimes it's clearer for us to look back and see His hand in a multitude of things. Mark and I were not able to get pregnant. We did go on fertility drugs for our older two children, John and David, and then we had decided we weren't going to do that any longer, and maybe we would foster children, you know, in the future once our children got older. But you can look back and see God's hand in just the way He used my brother and his wife, who were looking to adopt some children, and He used a lady at our church, Pam Tadlock, who was going back to Ukraine to get her child, actually took my sister-in-law over there with her. And not knowing anything about the adoption process, we thought she was going to come home with some children or a child at that time. But of course, as we learned and we went through the process with them, she was not, you know, you have to get cleared over here through INS to go over there. But during that time, God was using our church, our pastor in our church, Jerry Gerard, is, you know, speaking on the scripture of James 1:27 about the taking care of the orphans and the widows. And then even in our small group, we were doing a study, and we were talking about what our pastor had talked about, and just, you know, God was laying it on our hearts that, you know, maybe we didn't need to foster children. Maybe we also needed to adopt. And so we can just look back as my sister-in-law sent pictures to us and things of that nature, and speaking with her while she was over there, you know, God just laid it on our heart to be able to go over there and get two for ourselves.
How rewarding was it when those two little lives got in your arms and you were able to bring them across the sea?
Well, you know, it was very rewarding at first, especially because, you know, you think you're going over there and you're going to, you know, pluck these children from dire situations, and you are, and it's going to be, you're blessing them. And then you get a hold of those little firecrackers and you realize that God is using them to work on you and to bless you.
Well, you know, we're talking to Catherine Richt, the mother of four. Two of the children are adopted. She's also the wife of head football coach, University of Georgia, Mark Richt. Catherine, you know, the scriptures talk about the analogy of adoption. In Ephesians chapter 1, it says that that we were predestined to be adopted out of the good pleasure of the Father's will. Those of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord were adopted from an orphanage, a worldly orphanage that spit us out, and God brought us into His home and gave us a new family and a new name and new food. And do you see the parallel there of adoption and your relationship with Jesus Christ and also the natural adoption that you've gone through here and with human beings?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I even tell Zach and Anya now, I say, you know what? I said, God knit you in your mother's womb, but He knew that your dad and I were going to be your parents.
Amen.
And so, you know, I mean, we just, God's sovereign.
Yeah.
He knows everything. He knows what he's doing. I know that he did that for them, for us. He did it for all of us, not just their benefit, but for our benefit. And I just have to rest in him, you know, in that with everything in life.
You know, Catherine, I had the privilege of leading my adopted mother, who's my mother, and my adopted father to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And, you know, oftentimes you hear it the other way around,
right.
You know, but I had that privilege in later life, and I just see the full circle of God, you know, through the adoption process. And I was with my mother when she died. I was holding her hand as she died in a hospital bed, and I realized at that point, as I just burst into tears, that love truly is thicker than blood. And, you know, the Father's love for us and adoption and how he gives us the privilege to parabolize that through human adoption is very, very special.
Right. And the sacrifice, or what some may assume is the sacrifice that we made to go over there. I mean, I did sacrifice. I left John, who was 9, and David, who was 4.5 at that time, which for a mother is extremely hard. I mean, that's not, doesn't compare to what Jesus sacrificed for us at all, but there are, you know, some sacrifices made that you can just see trying to be identified with him and doing what you're doing.
Wow. Well, thank you, Catherine Rick. You're a very special mom, and you have 4 wonderful children, and I just praise God. I mean, they came to you in a variety of different ways, but you have the incredible honor and privilege of being their mom, and I thank God for that. Our guest today on Sharing the Victory has been Catherine Rick. Thanks for being on with today.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Ron, and thanks, Catherine. Great stuff as usual, Ron. Bill Bumpus here. I'm the producer for Sharing the Victory Radio, stepping in. And, Mom, this weekend, it's all about you, no doubt. We want to show our appreciation to you. I've got 10 books that I want to give away to 10 moms, and this book is called The Official Soccer Mom Devotional. Okay, you're going to love this. A book of 50 brief and inspiring devotions. So, Mom, call right now, and we'll put your name in the hat to possibly win one of the books. Or if you know a mom who could use this, then you can call as well. Here's the number, 866-788-5031. It's toll-free, 866-788-5031. You can also email if you'd like. Just let us know that you want to enter the Mother's Day contest. Put your name in the hat. And that email is stvradio@fca.org. That's stvradio for Sharing the Victory, stvradio@fca.org. Coming up next, Ron Brown's going to visit with Chris Steckel. She's the wife of FCA President Les Steckel. Boy, she's got a lot of stories to tell, and you're going to hear from her as this special Mother's Day edition of Sharing the Victory Radio continues.
At FCA, we're touching millions one heart at a time. Since 1954, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has been putting the heart and soul in sports by challenging athletes and coaches to impact the world for Jesus Christ. As the largest sports ministry in the world, FCA now reaches over 2 million people annually on the professional, college, high school, junior high, and youth levels. Through this shared passion for athletics and faith, lives are changed one heart at a time. Learn more at FCA.org.
Serving.
Integrity.
Teamwork.
Excellence.
These are the core values of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Get an in-depth look at each value from select contributors such as Tony Dungy, John Wooden, Laura Wilkinson, John Kitna, Betsy King, and Les Steckel. The 4-book set is available now at FCA.org. This book series will be an excellent resource for high school, college, and professional athletes and fans at all levels. The Core Values book series available at FCA.org. That's FCA.org.
Hi, my name is Jacob. I want to wish my mom a happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Now back to Ron Brown and Sharing the Victory.
We don't get many opportunities to hear from the First Lady in FCA, the wife of President Les Steckel, but she's with us, Chris Steckel. Chris, thanks for being on Sharing the Victory with us today.
Well, Ron, it's my pleasure. I love listening to the show. It's fun to be a part of it.
Well, Chris, I want to tell you, you've been a great inspiration for so many people. I know me personally, there's always a smile about you. And, you know, as we celebrate Mother's Day here, I think we're all reminded that moms have real tough jobs. Talk to us a little bit about what it is to be a mom in a very changeable situation, particularly in the world of sports.
You know, I think, Ron, that's a good question. And again, I kind of refer to the fact that Les spent 32 years in coaching and 23 years in the National Football League. And for us, that translated into living in 11 states, making 12 moves, being with 13 different teams within that period of time, and certainly raising our kids and having as many changes as we did was a challenge. And I wouldn't mislead the listeners or any of the coaching families who know the reality of this life that it was easy, because it wasn't always easy. And it is hard to take a teenager and move them in the middle of some of their most vulnerable times to a new environment, to find new friends and a new home and a new neighborhood. And there are certainly challenges. But I think for us, I really think two things. Obviously, Christ at the center of our lives, and knowing that God was leading us purposefully, that none of this happened by accident, that no move, no new job, no new opportunity was outside his plan, but it was a way for him to take us exactly where he wanted us to be. So that certainly was our foundation. And then I think the second thing, as a mom, I learned really very early on, watching other coaching wives do the same thing, that I had a lot of responsibility for setting the environment, setting the mood as we made a move or made a change. And if I went with a sense of adventure and a sense of what God might have in store for us, that was out there waiting for us, that was going to be exciting and new, then, you know, my kids seemed to follow along. They kind of bought in, if you know what I mean. It's a little bit of a coaching thing. But really knowing that the Lord was in charge of all things was the thing that carried us throughout.
We're talking with FCA's First Lady, the wife of FCA President Les Steckel. Chris Steckel is with us here today. We're talking about Mother's Day. And Chris, as I think about Mother's Day, there's something that maybe your mom passed on to you. I don't know where your mom was spiritually, but even non-Christian moms, God sets that up sometimes where they pass on some values that you get to use as you become a Christian. And I wondered, you know, tell us a little bit about your mom and some of the things that you learned from her regarding what it is to be a mom.
Well, there's a lot I learned from my mother, and how grateful I am. My mom is 86 years old and healthy, well. She inspired me as a young person growing up. You know, it was one of those things where I my dad was my hero, so I thought there were so many things in my life that kind of reflected his gifts and who he was. And when it was finally said and done, I realized I was my mom. And the gift she probably gave our family and gave me very specifically was an absolute belief that all would be good in the end. And she had this positive attitude. Les used to tease her about, you know, roasting marshmallows at a burning house fire, you know, because she was a lady who could see the good in everybody, the good in everything, and always had hope. And that hopefulness and that sense of fun and the sense of humor that she brought to our family was something that I think I've been fortunate to carry on and see that example in my life. So we try to laugh a lot, we try to enjoy life, and we have our hope that, you know, God brought us here to know joy. And I think that's what I learned most from her.
Bill Bump is stepping in again and want to remind you, Mom, to enter your name in the drawing to win the book, The Official Soccer Mom Devotional. We got 10 of them. We'll put your name in a drawing. So give us a call right now, Mom, if you could use this book, or if you know a mom who could use this, you can enter as well. 866-788-5031 is the phone number. Again, that's 866-788-5031, or you can email us and let us know you want to enter into the drawing. The email is stvradio@fca.org. That's stvradio@fca.org. Well, we got a great interview coming up next. Ron Brown's going to interview a lady a lot of folks call the First Lady of college football. It's Ann Bowden, the wife of Bobby Bowden, head football coach at Florida State. So keep it right here on FCA's national radio program, Sharing the Victory.
Not only is SharingTheVictoryRadio.com the place to listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free podcast, SharingTheVictoryRadio.com is also the place that links you to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to learn more about how God is using the largest sports ministry in the world. Also, you'll get access to the online version of Sharing the Victory magazine. Check us out today at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. That's SharingTheVictoryRadio.com.
When it comes to my sport and my faith, I can inspire change. I can inspire commitment. I can lead inside out. Find out how FCA Camps can help you reach your full potential.
FCA Camps, a time of inspiration and perspiration for athletes and coaches. To learn more, call 866-269-2267. Again, 866-269-2267 or go to fcacamps.org. That's fcacamps.org.
Hey, all you mothers out there, this is Tim Tebow, son of Cam Tebow. I just want to encourage all of you to put God first and love your children. And you're listening to Sharing the Victory.
It's always a pleasure on Mother's Day to highlight some special moms. And when I say special moms, I mean this interview really is, because our featured mom today is Ann Bowden. And, of course, I know that America is very familiar with the Bowden name. We hear about Bobby and Terry and Tommy and Jeff, and those are household names. Ann Bowden really is a central piece in all of that, as she's the mom of the three of them and wife of Bobby, who's the head football coach at Florida State. Ann, welcome to Sharing the Victory today.
Thank you so much, Ron, and I do appreciate you calling me.
I just want to know, how in the world did you ever have any privacy? I mean, I know that's important for a mom. What did you have to do in your home to make it so that we turn this football stuff off every now and then and get down to some real business?
Well, our home's a very private place. You know, Bobby is very good with the public. He interacts with people very well. But when he comes home, it's, you know, the home is his castle. He shuts the door, and he really doesn't like people popping in and out and visiting, you know. Mm-hmm. And I always try to have the home ready for him, you know. Mm-hmm. I had to have, try to have it clean and warm and a good place for him to come home to. And I just, you know, I feel like that's my calling, you know, in life. I had to speak at a church one time. Well, he was the speaker, but they asked me to do a little thing on the leaflet, mm-hmm. introducing him. And I said, you know, I always felt like that I was chosen. I was a chosen person, as well as him, because I mm-hmm. definitely think he was chosen mm-hmm. in his profession and what he does for, you know, Christ. And I just felt like he called me to be his helpmate. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've tried to be all these years. And I've loved being his wife, and I've loved being a mother, and mm-hmm. I've loved being, I don't call myself a house wife, because I said, don't ever call me a housewife. I'm your wife in every respect, not just in the house. Yeah. But I love my job, and I interact with people all so well. So it's been uh-huh. something I've been involved with, you know, all of my life. I've tried to be involved in his work, and I've told our coaches, you know, when we get together, I said, please involve your wife. Don't leave her out of your work, because they separate you. Do it together, you know.
You know, and I tell you, it's just very inspiring to hear that. And we're talking to Ann Bowden, the wife of head football coach at Florida State University, Bobby Bowden, the mother of some other well-known football names, Terry, Tommy, and Jeff. You know, if you look at your family, many people would say that's a highly successful family. Look at all of the notoriety and all of the things. And it's been done in a spirit of humility and in their relationships with Jesus Christ. But, you know, Ann, you've been through some tough things, too. I remember talking to Bobby around the time of Hurricane Katrina. You lost some family members, and that had to be a very difficult time for you. What's it like for Ann Bowden, the Bowden household, when tragedy hits? And how have you been able, through it all, through this crazy world of football that doesn't stop through those times, to kind of keep everybody together?
Well, I tell you, Ron, you know, you couldn't survive anything like that. We lost a son-in-law and a grandson, and,
yes.
you know, I always thought of myself as, you know, we just had the perfect family. But just get this right. I am not the perfect mother, and we aren't the perfect family, but we do have Christ on our side. And that was the hardest thing I think I've ever had to go through, and I had to go to the doctor later because I can't talk about it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I told my doctor, I said, you know, I can't talk without crying. I said, because I always thought I had the perfect family. But, you know, Dr. Avery, it's broken, and I can't fix it.
Mm.
I said, it's broken, and I can't fix it. And so he just smiled and held my hand. Mm. So I prayed a lot, and I said, Lord, just please pull us back together and help me stay, you know, mm-hmm. fix myself.
Mm.
So it's something and anybody that's lost a child or a grandchild, I know, I think it's something that's very, very difficult, you know, a loss of a loved one.
But I said, you know, I know John was a very, very strong Christian man mm-hmm. before he passed away. He had become very, very strong. Mm-hmm. I said, but I'm not sure about Bowden. That was his name. And he said, well, I know he was because I talked to him personally. Mm-hmm. And so that was a great relief, knowing that they were going on to a better life and a better world. And we'd see him again one day.
Amen. You know, Ann, I know that your heart reflects many women who are out there right now. I'm sure within our listening audience, there are moms out there who have lost a child or a grandchild and the pain that goes through it. And I feel very led right now, if you wouldn't mind, would you mind praying?
Ron, I'd be happy to pray, because I tell you, the Lord, dear Lord, you have been such an integral part of our lives, and you have held me up. Mm-hmm. And when things haven't gone right, that I've said, God, I just can't handle this thing alone. You've got to handle it for me, and you've always come in and done that for me, and you've blessed our children and blessed our family, and I just want to thank you so much, and thank you for what you've done for our lives and our family, and we're so thankful that you gave your life for our sins, and that we have been forgiven, and one day we'll see you again.
Thank you so much, Ann. I know that that's a prayer that I think is a great representation of what every home needs right now. It is based on the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ dying on a cross for our sins and rising from the dead, proving that He is God. And you've helped bring us closer to that and the reality of that through your life. Well, God bless you. Our guest today here on Sharing the Victory as we celebrate Mother's Day is Ann Bowden, the wife of the head football coach at Florida State University, Bobby Bowden, mother of other Bowden notable sports figures, Terry, Tommy, and Jeff. And God bless you. Have a wonderful Mother's Day. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Ron. Thank you for calling, okay?
All right. God bless you, Ann.
Well, God bless you.
Well, thanks, Ron and Ann. Powerful stuff there. Bill Bumpus here once again, and I want to let you know that coming up next, we've got Coach's Corner with Les Steckel, the president of FCA, and he's going to have some thoughts about some famous sports moms and some moms in the Bible. So keep it right here on Sharing the Victory from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Thanks for joining us today.
We've got our game plan down for the next game, no doubt about it. But I wish we could go over a game plan for life. I mean, every day I walk into this locker room and bam, here it comes. Peer pressure, drugs, partying, you name it. I never know what to say, I never know what to do. I need someone who can coach me for life and give me purpose.
There is a master coach waiting to give you a new game plan for life. Go to morethanwinning.org.
Here's the lineup next weekend on Sharing the Victory. Basketball legend David Robinson.
Once I got saved, it was a mission. It was a calling. I realized, hey, this is not about me.
And soccer star Chris Klein.
The only constant in my life has been and will always be Jesus Christ.
This is your place to be inspired to do sports God's way. So make sure you join us every week right here for Sharing the Victory.
Bill Bumpus welcoming you back to Sharing the Victory. It's time for Coach's Corner with FCA President Les Steckel.
On this Mother's Day weekend, I'm hoping that you'll be honoring all the moms in your life. Guys, be sure that includes your own mother and the mother of your children, too. I think of my own mother and how she raised my brother and sister and me. And I think of my wife, Chris, and what a selfless mother she's been to our three children. Our children have been tremendously blessed to have a mother who had love for them, love for the Lord, and love for sports in their life. I think of the mothers of godly athletes and coaches like Ann Bowden, who's been called the First Lady of College Football. Ann Bowden, who along with her husband, legendary coach Bobby Bowden, raised six children. Count them, six. Three of whom, Tommy, Terry, and Jeff, also became coaches. And there's Pam Tebow, wife of Bob Tebow, a former FCA area representative and now a longtime missionary and evangelist. Pam is the mother of five children, including Robbie, who's the Northeast Florida area director for FCA, and also Tim, who's the famously vocal Christian and Heisman Trophy quarterback of the Florida Gators and one of the greatest players in college football history. There are surely many other outstanding mothers of athletes, but these ladies are truly special. I also think about the women in the Bible that we're told were mothers. Of course, the one you and I know the most about through Scripture is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary's response to learning she was pregnant with the Son of the Most High was to declare this: "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant." Another faithful Christian woman who was a mother was Mary's cousin, Elizabeth, who, though she was well along in her years, as the Bible states, became the mother of John the Baptist. An angel of the Lord told her husband, Zechariah, they were chosen by God to raise such a son because they were both upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. Zechariah's questioning how this honor would come to them caused him to become mute. But Elizabeth treasured the promise of God and kept the angel's command to name her baby John, even when custom dictated a boy was to be named after his father. There are other heroes of the Bible who were mothers, such as Moses' mother. She hid her infant son from the Pharaoh, who was killing all Hebrew boys, and she was rewarded by God by having Moses discovered by Pharaoh's own daughter and raised in luxury, but nursed by her herself. And there was the mother who was the widow that Elijah asked for water and a piece of bread. Even though she had only enough for one last meal for her and her son, she was obedient to Elijah, and from that day forward, never was without. Truly great models of motherhood. This is Coach Les Steckel, president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, reminding you God has used many godly mothers to accomplish his purpose on earth, most likely yours. Celebrate Mother's Day this weekend and thank our Lord for her every day.
Thanks so much, Les. And coming up next week, we've got a star-studded program. David Robinson will be on the program with Ron Brown. Remember him, basketball legend with the San Antonio Spurs. And also soccer star Chris Klein with the LA Galaxy. So join us next weekend, and happy Mother's Day. Have a great weekend. And remember, as Ron always says, there's two ways of doing sports, man's way or God's way. Which will you choose?
Our website is available to you 24 hours a day at sharingthevictoryradio.com. You can listen to this program and past programs, plus subscribe to receive the free podcast. And there's a place to email any questions or comments you may have. You can also contact us by phone at 1-866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. Thanks for sharing part of your Mother's Day weekend with us, and we hope you can join us next weekend. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.